One morning last month, I woke early, finished a book I'd been reading, and shut down my blog.
Freelance writer Sarah Heppala had been writing that blog since before most of us even knew what a blog was. Sarah wrote about her decision to stop blogging in the online magazine Slate. Her commentary is adapted from that article.
I'd kept the blog for nearly 5 years, using it as a repository for personal anecdotes and travel logs and the occasional flight of fiction, all of which I hoped eventually might lead to a novel. And then somewhere between the bedsheets and 6 a.m., I realized something. Blogging wasn't helping me write. It was keeping me from writing. I started the blog thinking no one would read it and secretly hoping they would. The blog was the perfect bluff for a self-conscious writer like me who yearned for the spotlight and then squinted in its glare. When I needed to pretend that people were reading, I could. And when I needed to pretend that nobody was reading, I could. Blogging became the ideal run-up to a novel, but it also became a major distraction. I would sit down to start on my book only to come up with 5 different blog entries. I thought of them as a little something-something to whet the palate, because it was easier, more immediately gratifying, because I could write it and post it and people would say nice things about it, and I could go to bed feeling accomplished. But then I would wake without any progress on the novel. I couldn't help but notice, even my cat couldn't help but notice, the growing number of successful bloggers turned novelists. They were sexy, dishy women with pseudonyms, like Wonkette and Opinionista. I was starting to feel like the only one left in the blogosphere without a book deal. Actually, agents and editors did contact me after reading my blog. At the time, I was living in Dallas, and to be emailed by an actual New York agent felt like the 21st century equivalent of being discovered at the mall. The emails were flattering, but ultimately they all asked the same annoying question. Have you written a book? Apparently, this was a requirement. When I told them I hadn't yet, they moved on to the next blogger with potential, and I was left back in the mall where they'd found me. Every once in a while, those agents would check in to ask how that book was coming. And the book wasn't coming and wasn't coming, and I became one of those people who talk about a book but never write it. I had shelves lined with other people's prose while my best efforts were buried on a website somewhere, underneath a lot of blah blah about American Idol and my kitty cat. So I stopped writing the blog. I suspect I'll come back to it eventually. It'll be something I quit on occasion, like whiskey or melted cheese, when the negative effects outweigh the benefits. Now, if I could just turn off the TV, I think I can finally get started on the novel.
Sarah Heppala is a writer living in New York. Here's part of what she wrote in her final blog entry last month. This will be like losing a traveling companion. Those moments when you turn your head, bristling to share a thought with the person beside you, only to discover no one is there. But I like that I am ending at another jumping-off point. A child of 80s episodic TV, I've always appreciated a cliffhanger. The problem with cliffhangers, of course, is that they require a proper resolution. Now I have to figure out what happens next.